The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord." Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should see death. He should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to perform the custom of the law in regards to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, of light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting and the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
As was prayed in the opening prayer, spoke about how God gave us the Holy Family. God, because the Father chose to give his only begotten Son. And how was this Son conceived? The angel came to Mary, and Mary gave her fiat. Mary, who was immaculately conceived, the Ark of the Covenant, conceived without any sin, to be the perfect vessel to bring in the world the only begotten Son of the Father. Not to condemn the world, but to redeem the world. For this Jesus to come through Mary's yes into the world, into the greatest ever search and rescue mission, to rescue humanity from sin, to save humanity. And God not only gave us his only begotten Son, and God not only gave us Mary, immaculately conceived, but God also gave us Joseph. Joseph, the righteous one, where there's no words in Scripture, but there's a lot of faith put in action. God also gave us Joseph. And I think it's no coincidence. I believe it's a God incidence that here in 2020, that after in our diocese, the year of St. Joseph, now for the whole church, it's the year of St. Joseph. My heart in a way at times goes to St. Joseph because Jesus was true God and true man. But he was like us in all things but sin. So he looked like a baby, obviously. He cried. He had to be held. Joseph would have taught him how to work in the carpentry shop, all the little tender things that a father's love shows in a family. The little things, like when a father laughs from the heart, and how babies just kind of glue on their dad. Joseph would have done that. But you see, St. Joseph, Joseph wasn't immaculately conceived. And so he had to work. And yet, God gave us the Holy Family. From God. Why? Why did he give us? Why do we hold up as a church the Holy Family for centuries? I would say because we want to be inspired. Sometimes people ask, well, why are priests called Father? We're only called Father. I baptized a baby this morning because there's that spiritual fatherhood in the sense of the church as being our mother, the church as being the family, the church as being the bride of Christ. Why are religious sisters called, if they're a superior, mother superior? Why are brothers called brothers and sisters called sisters? The reflection of a family, the inspiration of a family, the inspiration of the Holy Family. And the inspiration for all families who are domestic churches. Little churches that are called by the living of their family life and the imbuing of the family life and looking to the Holy Family, being inspired to model that example of family life. Not just for themselves, but for the world. You know, the Modern Family sitcom, and I've never watched it, but I was walking around with a family talking. I was like, what do you think families may want to hear? And we talked about what are the models of family seeking to inspire people in our world today. The Modern Family sitcom, a sitcom and a Modern Family from Hollywood, the Modern Family sitcom has been around 11 years. 250 episodes. I have to say, I've never watched one. But I know some have, and it's good to know what's influencing and what's inspiring people to family life. So the Modern Family sitcom has been around 11 years, 250 episodes. The Holy Family has been around and has been an example for more than 2,000 plus years. Which model of family has had a greater influence on me, my family, and my world view? Which family? Let's look at the Holy Family. Let's look at the Holy Family. In the Holy Family, we see kindness matters. We see kindness matters, but kindness matters, yet a kindness born of sacrificial love and truth. Father, kindness matters. Kindness matters, but a kindness that came forth from the Sacred Heart of Jesus. A kindness, a fruit of the Holy Spirit that is born forth from sacrificial love and truth. Charity and truth go together in family. We can't separate Jesus, charity, and truth. He is both charity and truth. Jesus came that we might have life. Jesus came to rescue us from sin. Jesus came to complete our joy Jesus came as a gift from God. Mary's fiat, a fiat in love of a teenage girl, a yes, not only at the moment of conception, not only at the moment of conception when she conceived the word of God in her womb and carried that baby 9 months, carried baby Jesus 9 months, but it was a fiat all the way to the foot of the cross, a yes all the way to the foot of the cross, and a motherhood that continues in heaven, that continues in charity and truth. Joseph, no word spoken. No word spoken about he didn't say a word. But we know that Joseph was righteous. It says he was righteous. And so in the Holy Family, kindness matters. But a kindness born from sacrificial love and truth. We see that the Holy Family in the gospel today was noticed in the temple. Why were they noticed in the temple? They were noticed in the temple by Simeon and Anna, the prophetess, because they were carrying Jesus. Because they were carrying Jesus into the temple. They carried Jesus. It was in seeing Jesus that they were drawn to this hope for their time. And not just for their time, for all time. How might my family, how might my family and I be noticed this year? How might I be noticed? Not solely because of our kindness, but above all, because of our sacrificial love. Because our sacrificial love living out truth, because we too are called to carry Jesus into our world.